Bible reading number 6, Genesis 4, verses 1 through 16. Cain and Abel. Then the man had sex with Eve, his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the always present one, I have received a human being." She then continued giving birth to Abel, Cain's brother. Later, Abel became a shepherd of a flock. Cain became a farmer. After a while, Cain brought an offering to Yahweh from his harvest. Abel also brought something to God, firstborn lambs from his flock, and their best parts. The always present one was very pleased with Abel and his offering, but God was not happy with Cain or his offering. Cain became very upset. He looked so sad. The always present one said to Cain, "Why are you so angry? And why are you wearing such a frown? If you were doing what is right, I would accept you. Otherwise, watch out. Rebellion is lurking at the door of your heart, ready to jump on you. It wants to get you, but you can gain control over it." One day, Cain said to Abel, his brother, "Let's go out into the field." When they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and murdered him. Later, the always present one asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" He answered, "I don't know. Am I my brother's protector?" Then God said, "What have you done? Your brother's blood is shouting to me from the ground. You forced the ground to receive your brother's blood. You are now banished from the soil. Whenever you try to plow the soil, it will no longer grow anything for you. You will become a wanderer and have no home on earth." Then Cain said to the always present one, "My punishment is greater than what I can stand. Listen, today you have driven me from the topsoil. I will be hidden from your presence. I will become a runaway and a wanderer on earth. If anyone finds me, he will kill me." But the always present one said to him, "No, if anyone kills Cain, Cain will be avenged 7 times over. Then the always present one put a mark on Cain so that whoever found him would not kill him. And Cain left the presence of the always present one and stayed in a land called Nod, which was east of Eden.